WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. The deep voice of the announcer has spoken. Don't look at the man behind that curtain or behind the mask.
Hi.
That's Mr. Easter.
How are you, Emerson?
I'm already lost control.
Yeah, we're already off script.
I'm already off script because I haven't been around in a couple months. Or not, ain't been that long.
Like 3 weeks. Well,
you know, it's that new math, you know?
Yeah.
Welcome. My name is Emerson. You're not, but welcome to School Talk. Mainline line. Mainline 244. I hate this mask. WBDG. That's 244-9234. But you cannot call in. I got an awesome guest this morning. I got an awesome guest. Going to talk about some stuff and things that involve Wayne. Woo, stuff and things that involve Wayne.
That rhymed.
I don't mean to rhyme because I'm running out of time. Here. Let me tick-tock, lock-a-lock-a, dig-a-dock, knock-knock-knock. Eat up the boogie to the bang, bang, bang.
My mom always used to say when you do something like that, she said, you're a poet and you didn't know it.
Poet and didn't know it. Ain't got time to show it. We got stuff and things to talk about. We ain't been on the airwaves for a couple weeks because the kids been on. Well, I miss my kids. But they've been on break.
Yeah.
They still do breaks.
Yeah, we had the 2 week holiday Christmas break. And mm-hmm. Then we came back, and last week we kind of miscommunication, so we didn't have a show last week.
Miscommunicate.
But we didn't have that this week.
That's called Emerson getting old. I didn't get the snail mail. I didn't turn on my email.
You didn't look at your Swatch watch. Remember those?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that little bird didn't come out and knock on my door.
Tweet,
that,
tweet.
That little bird and that parrot and parrot and parrot and parrot. Parrot. Probably want a cracker? How you doing, Mr. Easter?
I'm good.
I'm done now.
I'm very good.
I'm glad to see you, sir. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
That's going on right now, mm-hmm. It's just good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be anywhere right now in this crazy day and age. Well, I got stuff and things to talk about before I get to my stuff and things and to my guests. We got things. We still call this thing. We call this thing.
Not quite as big, though, right now, because we've only got a couple things up there, but they are important. Important things, of course, we've got basketball up there because it is that time of year, and the basketball season's in full swing. We'll start with the girls. They are at Pike. That is at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, so check that out. We will have that game for you. And then tonight, Friday night, it's Ben Davis boys basketball. The Giants taking on Warren Central in the Marion County Tournament Semifinals.
It's
a Friday, 7:30 p.m. game tonight at Southport Fieldhouse, which is one of the greatest places to play a basketball game in Marion County.
Pretty cool.
Giants have won 2 games in the tournament so far, so they're hoping to make it 3 on Friday against the Warren Central Warriors, and it's an all-MIC Final Four in the Marion County Tournament
because
Lawrence North and Pike play the first game at 6, so should be a spectacular game there between those two. Lawrence North, of course, off to the great start. They're undefeated and really playing like a juggernaut right now.
That sounds awesome.
And they've had a couple big comeback wins. I know they watched the game against Addicts a couple weeks ago, and Kurt Darling called that game.
Hey, Kurt!
They made a comeback, and so they're a good basketball team. So Lawrence North and Pike at 6, Ben Davis and Warren at 7:30, we'll have the BD game at 7:30 with Zion Brown and Josh Ingles tonight. So that is the Big
Board. Awesome. Love seeing the students. I'm start crying.
They left you messages.
I know. I saw them on my little itty bitty bitty bitty. I'm gonna put it on my Facebook today. Well, not on Facebook. I've been taking vacation from Facebook.
Yeah.
I've been on vacation from Facebook until January 31st.
Can I go on a vacation? Oh, not that kind of vacation.
Yeah. So I'm posting on Facebook, so I'm not going to post until January 31st. That's when my mama's birthday, It's January 31st. Last thing I posted was, I posted some pictures of my mama and say I'm going to celebrate her for the month of January. And then I put some pictures up her and let them go, and I got a lot of comments back. But I ain't put no more posters on Facebook until January 31st. I'm going to put a video that we did when she was in the backyard, and then I'll celebrate her birthday, then I'll come back on my vacation on that day.
That's
a different show, but Renee can talk about that too. But anyway, that's a different show. But first, on the airways, on the telephone, a giant 90.9. It's awesome to have, once again, the state representative, Renee Pack. She's a veteran of the United States Army. Take off my hat, take off my gloves, or something, something, something. She served 1986, 1991. She gained training. She was a behavioral specialist, certified in drug and alcohol counseling. Also, in Wayne Township, there's more stuff that she's done. But in Wayne Township, she used to be the parent community liaison in the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. And she did that for over 15 years. She's done a lot of stuff, y'all. She's just a young lady. She's just been busy. We're on the airway. But right now, she's doing some good things downtown at the 2021 Legislative Priorities. So let me put the magic button and put together a round of applause for State Rep Renee Pack. You could go all the way. Good morning.
Good morning, Emerson. How are you?
I'm asleep. I walk around in the showroom. I got pencils under my eyes like students used to do.
Well, you know, I don't go to sleep before these shows. I just stay up so I don't end up coming on here late. So, but I'm tired. Too,
you sound
so I'm
like
glad
me.
To be here.
Yeah, like I did last week. I just forgot. Don't get old.
We're human.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. Thank God. You know, I made that comment the other day to a young person, to a young man, and he kind of put me in my place. I said, don't get old. He said, getting old is a blessing. Mm. And then he hit me with something really, really harder. He said, because his brother died when he was 12.
Oh. Yeah.
So he really hit me hard with that. So I got some walk right. A shell sometime, because getting old is a blessing. You do see a lot, do a lot, and you learn a lot.
Well, I always say, don't get old, but get old.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
Don't get old in your heart, but yeah. But get old. Yeah. You know, because right. You want to live a long time.
Yeah, but you gotta. But once again, once you get a little age on you, you learn a little bit, and then you know a little bit more, and then you start doing right. things a little bit different. Like you're doing something different now. So what's it? How's it going? You already got sworn in. You got some assignments. You got some things going on, and is it all what you thought it'd be?
It's more than I thought it would be.
Mm.
It is. I get so excited when I'm doing this work, and I feel so honored to be able to do this work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are like even just working on bills and supporting other people's bills. It's like, wow, we can really through this make a difference for Hoosiers. So
pick
it has been more the scheduling. I tell you what, one of the hardest parts
mm-hmm.
is working that calendar.
Whoa. Pick of the cap on your cap. Now we go get the cap. Now, what areas do you cover, represent?
Oh, my areas are West Side, Lyndhurst to Raceway.
Okay.
The City of Speedway.
Okay.
And we cut off at Washington Street and also the town of Claremont.
Wow. Damn. So,
yeah, we've got like a three sections, and of course, Claremont and, Speedway.
Now, that's so, kind of interesting because the Speedway's got their own town manager, right? Something like that?
They usually who, do, but...
Who runs... I'm just curious. Who runs Speedway?
You know what? I there was a man that was running Speedway, but he no longer does yeah. as of this week.
Yeah, and they're like, who runs Claremont? They got...
Emerson.
I'm messing with you.
Well, they have a wonderful town a hall president named Mike Beam. We mm-hmm. were on a meeting last night, so they yeah. let me know and our counselor Carlino know, you know, what they expect and what they would like to see happen during my time at the house.
Yeah,
so,
shout out to Counselor Carlino. I just followed her on Facebook. I mean on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool because you're dealing with different individuals. Like you got the Marion County, Indianapolis, Indiana individuals. You got Speedway individuals. You got Claremont individuals, and then heads of their communities. It's kind of interesting because you got a very like a potpourri, a smorgasbord, a vegetable plate of different folks and attitudes, and you got to be on point.
you really do, and it's it can be a challenge balancing.
That's what I'm saying.
Depending on where you're from, mm-hmm. you have different opinions. You know, you have a different way you look at government.
Mm-hmm.
You have me being African American, you might have a different way you look at race.
Okay. Now, before you get to your activities and things you're doing, I'm going to ask just one quick question. Has your things you've done in Wayne Township, your things you've done in the military, the things you've done, have those prepared you for some of the things that you're dealing with now?
Yes, definitely. The military, the disciplining has served me my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
The community aspect of my work here in Wayne prepared me because it teaches you how to get along with all people. It mm-hmm. teaches you to listen. Which is, I think that's half of my job. You got to listen and understand what people are asking of you. Sometimes you even got to read between the lines. So my work in Wayne Township as a parent community liaison is really helpful. And even before that, I was an instructor in the HOST program.
Okay.
So being able to be in the classroom with kids and understand some of these issues, these bills that are going forward, which I need to study them all tonight, is very beneficial. So everything you do in your life leads up to where you are.
Right. Okay, as so our... go ahead. So as our representative in the House, District 92, tell me about your calendar. Tell me about what some of your legislative ideals or what's your plan? What committees they got you on? Where do you got you going for your first year?
Okay. Now, I'm the ranking minority member of Veterans Affairs.
Oh!
And Public Safety, which is really interesting because we're dealing with law enforcement.
Ooh.
On that end. Small Business and Commerce and Economic Development. I'm a member of that committee.
Wow.
And also Family, Children, and Human Services. So it was the perfect fit for me, especially the ranking member on the Veterans Affairs Committee. So, I mean, just in the gate and to be able to lead that for our veterans.
Wow.
Really a blessing. So we've started committee meetings. All bills are in now.
Mm-hmm.
All bills are in, and they're getting assigned slowly but surely to committee. And I'm going to stop right there because I want everybody to understand that because of the COVID pandemic, we're not in session those 3 days a week like we normally would be. We're only in session on Thursdays right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're pushing everything you can into that one Thursday session. So,
okay.
And then, of course, we're not at the Capitol. We weren't able to find the space within the chamber to distance appropriately. So our offices are still at the Capitol, but we are holding business over at the government center.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another change right now. Now, the Senate, they get to stay in the Capitol because they can effectively social distance. But, they get to stay in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just wanted to bring attention to some of the... Do we have time?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to bring attention to bills that I feel strongly about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really pushing and trying to get support for. And I think the first one, House Bill 1349, I authored. And it concerns health care for incarcerated women.
Ooh.
Yes, it requires the department to administer certain medications for women suffering from active use disorder during pregnancy, especially. We were having a real problem in our facilities with our pregnant inmates.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know until a few months ago that it's so bad that when a woman goes into labor, she is shackled.
Oh, wow.
She is shackled to the hospital. She's shackled during birth.
Hmm.
Yes, and after. And I thought, this is so disrespectful. These are still our folks.
That don't sound right.
Still our women. Only 20% are going to be there for always. 80% are going to come back out of there and be wanting to start fresh new lives.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we can do to support them in and treat them in a human manner rather than just the inmate when you're doing one of the most sacred things a woman can ever do, give birth.
That makes a lot of sense.
Sir?
That makes a lot of sense because, everybody... Everybody makes mistakes, and sometimes you make mistakes where you have to, you have to do time. You know, they used to say back in the day, so you can't do the, it happens. So, and then they do the time, they come back out, and they're back members of society again, and they got the second chance to try over. But we're a nation of laws, and it seems like as I would say on my show, and Mr. Easton would say, and I would say.
It don't make no sense.
That don't make no sense.
Because these women pose no threat whatsoever.
Yeah.
During that time, I've also asked that a family member be able to be with the incarcerated subject while she's giving birth. And then, it's nothing that's going to interfere with security whatsoever.
Right.
So we're just trying to bring that human side to society, and you still got to go back to prison. You still got to finish your time. I understand that. But for this act, let's have some more compassion.
And that can actually make a person harder.
It does.
It make you harder because then when you do get out, you're thinking about how you were treated. Now your mindset's not changed.
And I talk to women about that too that are out of the system right now, but boy, they're so hard, and it's sometimes really hard to get going in society with that much of anger inside of you. I'm also excited about Bill 1404. I'm asking that for homes with minors in them, once from birth till 18, that we not disconnect their water, and that by law you have to work out a good faith arrangement for the family. Children are very they have done nothing. And so what I think is I can always tell when I worked in school when a kid's water was shut off.
Wow.
They don't have the same spirit, they're sad, they're self-conscious because they know they didn't have a bath, their clothes aren't getting washed, and it interferes with their progress in class. So just, here we go again, let's be human. If it happens, and it's not going to happen all the time, it's not like everybody's going to take advantage of it and say, well, I don't have to pay my water bill.
That's true.
You just have to make, by law, arrangements to pay that water bill in good faith, but we need it in writing. So that everybody's on the same page. Just to have a child in a home that can't drink water, can't flush their toilet. We need to step in and do something about that. Because electricity, it's bad to have electricity off too. But you know what? I've done a couple days with no electricity.
I
don't know. That's different.
I think we all been there. As older you get, if you got some age on you, you've been through some things and been through some stuff and things. But even when the kids come to school, if they haven't ate breakfast, they haven't ate anything, and now you want them to concentrate on what the instructor is saying, and the stomach is growling, and they haven't ate, that
it's
don't
hard
work.
To focus.
That dog don't hunt.
You're right.
Yeah. So water. You got a point. That's a valid point. And people, good things happen to good people, or bad things happen to good people. And sometimes if we don't have, you got more month at the end of the money.
The money?
You got more month at the end of the money. The money's gone, but you got a whole month.
Gotta make it.
And then a lot of times, you got to decide what you're going to pay. Do you pay for your meds? Or do you pay for the water? Do you pay for the gas? Do you pay for the lights? If you need heart medicine or blood pressure medicine, elderly person. You got grandparents raising kids, raising, you got grandparents raising the grandkids.
You're right.
And they're on meds. I know it's hard. I mean, I had on my job the other day, a man came in, he just took out his wallet and spent $2,000 on some product. I can't take out $2 and pay it on anything. I mean, it's like some people got money, and they work hard, and they've been successful. And some folks work hard, and things just happen. That's an awesome bill opportunity to help somebody who's down and out. Like you said, they're not always going to be down and out, but give them that helping hand to get back there. But kids, when they come to school, woo, you got that right.
That's right. And then you have to look at our area here that I serve. We do have a lot of families that experience these kinds of things. We do have a lot of parents that are struggling, residents that are struggling. And if we can give them a break here and there to just up their quality of life, that's what I'm talking about. I just want to help folks get to a place where they can live the life that they deserve instead of such a always being in turmoil. But, you know, it's also the responsibility of the person, too. You've got to get something going also. And I used to talk to my parents when I was in Wayne. They thought I was hard sometimes. But, you know, I can help you, but I got to tell you the hard part, too. You got to help yourself.
That's so true.
You know, but you got to do it lovingly.
Yeah.
You got to do it lovingly. And, you know, it's a lot. But I don't want people to fail.
Yeah.
I don't want people to fail. I want them to find their way the way I was blessed to find my way.
Yeah.
So that's really, really important to me. I also wanted to mention we have free one of my bills is on behalf of veterans and their dependents.
Now you're talking to me now. Go ahead.
What'd you say, Emerson?
Night, you veteran, now you're talking to me. Talking to old Jarhead.
Oh, okay.
Old Jarhead up in here.
Well, you know, in some school corporations and even here, some of the materials and book fees can really, really be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So just to support veterans and let them know we see you, we want to do something to help you and your family, we want to eradicate or we want to excuse book and material fees for veteran children.
That
1 through 18 years old. And it mostly affects, and I know this, families of NCOs or non-commissioned officers enlisted, because they don't always, like the officers, get to come home to these great white-collar jobs.
Right.
And all of that, where officers probably do have a very lucrative type of profession where they don't have any trouble. But for NCOs, they're just us. They're just like us.
Yeah.
So anyway, we want to support them there. I'm also really kind of partnering in support of my senator, J.D. Ford. He's got a conversion therapy bill that just lays it out. I'm trying to think what bill was that. Senate Bill 32, and it got national attention yesterday on NBC.
Okay.
We want to prohibit conversion therapy, and if you know, conversion therapy is trying to take a child. Parents do this.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to take a child that is out of this gay and then trying to send them to camps or these counselors or whatever, try to switch them so they'll be straight. And, of course, it doesn't work. It's cruel.
Mm-hmm.
It denies that child's person who they truly are. It makes them feel unaccepted. That my parent wants to change me so completely from who the person that I really am. And, you know, we've seen the records, the high levels of suicide for LGBTQ community, depression. It's just another way for us to support the community and especially support our children who are already struggling. But we want to let them know you don't have to fear
being
forced. You know, and that's what people think they're doing. They're forcing them to be straight. And you're not going to force anybody to be straight.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, we are working on that. I'm very, very excited. We did a Zoom call Thursday night with a lot, or not Thursday, I guess it was Wednesday night with a lot of champions behind this bill. So it's not my bill, but it means a lot to me. So I'm using my voice to get that passed.
I mean, because the community, our community is so diverse with so many different issues and problems from the veterans to the students to the parents. You know, and that's what one of the things I like about my show is, like, I talk about things that involve the parents, the teachers, and the students. And everything you talked about involves all my parents, teachers, and the students.
Oh,
you know,
that makes you feel good. Thank you.
And I'm serious. And that's what we talked about developing this show way back in the day, back in 2003. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about things that involve our kids, things that involve our parents, things that involve our teachers. And that's a gamut of ideals or concepts or problems and issues, you know. And now you're in a position where, and we didn't think about the pandemic way back in that day, thinking about dealing with that type of problem. And then now you got, we're dealing with the issues that we dealt with back in the day and these new issues. And some issues need to go away. We need to stop dealing with some of these issues. And the things that you're fighting, hopefully, will get rid of some of these issues. They won't be on the board anymore. Because we need champions like you out in the community fighting for these issues. And so I take my hat off to you, because if someone gonna fight for these issues, who will? I mean,
exactly. And that's how we have to look at it, Emerson, like in these larger cities, urban cities like Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, Gary. Those are the areas where you're going to get this kind of support for our folks that live in our communities. You're not going to get them in Jeffersonville or, you know, in some other maybe northern small town. So we really have a lot to carry. That's why, you know, we had a certain amount of bills we could do because of the pandemic and not being able to meet more than once a week. So we only had 5 bills that we could submit in the House. The Senate had 10 bills. But these have to be bills, as far as I'm concerned, that really affect the folks that I know live in these urban communities.
Yeah.
And not that I want to fight anybody else, but there's got to be somebody to look out for us.
Yeah, these bills that you picked, I've just the 3 we talked about, and then what Senator Ford is doing also, you know, I don't have numbers of how many people it affects, but if I can see how it affects a lot of people and our school system, you know, because what affects our kids outside of the school building will affect our kids inside the school building. Water, family members, friends are affected by every issue, can be affected by every issue that you talked about. And then it comes into the school, then that affects their learning progress. So you can't say, well, that's not going to affect me because I'm over here. Yes, it will.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to come your way in some form or fashion. You're going to have to deal with it. So let's deal with it. And that's awesome. That's awesome. I keep freaking out about the water part. When you think about, you kind of take it for granted when you walk in your house and you want to get a glass of water, back the old school way, you just go to the tap and get a glass of water. But now they got bottles everywhere. But then you sit down and you eat. And then you get done eating, you go in the bathroom and you take care of business, and then you flush the toilet. You don't think about flushing the toilet. You just flush the toilet. You just flush it. And then wash your hands and go about doing what you're doing. But if you can't do none of that, man, that is like, that don't make no sense.
I think it too, it turns into a healthcare problem.
Yeah, it will. It will.
You know, I can't wash my hands.
Yeah.
Especially during times like this where we're really washing our hands a lot because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
So it's bigger than, your water got cut off.
Yeah, it's bigger than my show. Yeah, it's bigger than my show today, but we dealt with it, and I'm out of time again. But I wanted to get you back on here to see what some of the things that you got put on your plate. And I can see the things on your plate are some things that you definitely care about and the things that we need addressed. So you always have an open invitation to be on our big shoe to talk about the things you're doing for us here in Wayne Township and in your district. So my hat goes off to you, Mr. Easter. I know he's saying the same thing, but, you know, you got to 2021 is going to be your year of making some things happen for our young folks and old folks and our peoples here on the West Side, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I received that 2021 prophecy. This is our year.
All right. I love it. Well, like I said, thanks for calling in. State Rep Renee Pack. Yeah, get a crew of calling up. Renee Pack just following you around or something like that. That's my pack behind me. You know? we'll be part of that pack, you know. That's her pack, you know. She's got a pack.
I wish I could have a pack.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Renee. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you. I appreciate this opportunity. And I look forward, maybe sometime in the spring we can get back together again.
Yeah, I can't wait to get you here in the studio in person.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. That's what I'm waiting for. Yeah. I'm at the kitchen table right now with the cameras on.
At least not in the basement like I was for a while. So.
Yeah.
You all take care.
All right, God bless.
Thanks, Renee.
Hey, that was cool. And you got meetings to go to, too.
Yeah.
Everybody got to go somewhere today.
I know.
I go to work, too.
It's all the schedule.
Next week, we got
choirs.
Choirs.
Yep. If I don't fall asleep. Davis Choirs will be here. And then 2 weeks, you mentioned Krista Carlino. She'll be with us on the 29th. So.
That's good. All right. You gonna sing next week for us, Mr. Easter? You going to sing a song when choir comes up?
You don't want me to sing.
Okay, well, I got to get you to your meeting. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. You can copy it. Stay rep, Renee Pack. She got it right. I want to be part of her pack because she's rolling. She's rolling. She's tackling some issues. She's going to tackle some issues. Woo! Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't see it, but you better not be sagging. I'll come on your house, eat up all your food. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd because they're not fun to hang around with. The Views Express on school time. Next to the Views Embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The Views of my guests. Until next week, I'll see you again on Girl Talk.